in behind the Sharks' net to Marcel Gotch. Gotch on the right side wall, looking to put it up to the point. Hornqvist to drive Niemi, save, rebound, they score! Sergei Kostitsyn scores on the rebound off the left pad of Niemi, and the Predators take the lead back. It's 2-1.
Yeah, how about Kostitsyn? It's just another one of those David Poile pickups that, you know, you're not 100% sure how that might work out. And kind of scuffed a little bit early on in the season, and he has just been nails. What is it, 5-6 games in a row with a goal? Something like that. Tremendous. Welcome back to the show. I am Tom Abraham. We'll get back to your calls here in the final segment. We're also going to talk a little bit of NFL or Pro Football Hall of Fame as well. The number 888-702-5494 in Nashville, 615-844-5600. David Poile is the general manager of those Nashville Predators. We haven't spoken in a while. David, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Tom. It's very good. It's a busy day here in Nashville. Got all the scouts in town planning for the future, so we've been meeting the last couple of days.
And nice.
They're right at home here with all the snow.
When you guy like, yeah, that's right, just to say, who said that we're a southern hockey town? What, are you kidding me? Take a look out the window. This is hockey the way it should be. You slush through the snow to get to the rink.
Exactly.
When you see a guy like Sergei playing the way he's playing, get a little extra, just a little smile on your face, you know, because these are guys that the middle-level guys that you snag as a GM that you're kind of, you know, based what your budget and whatnot, you're kind of, you scour the league for those kind of guys. And you get a guy like that, and he makes those kind of contributions, it kind of make you feel a little extra good.
Yeah, that's always really good. And again, whenever I have the opportunity, our scouting staff and identifying players, everybody's done a real good job. And this was certainly a little bit of a long shot because there was nothing on the last couple of years that would, you know, show you or tell you that Kostitsyn was going to be a good move. And honestly, even at, you know, training camp, you know, he was okay, but I wasn't sure there was the fit.
Yeah.
But again, patience. Our coaches did a good job. Patience and him allowing to put him and putting him in a place where he could be successful, getting his trust and all those things. And of course, a ton of injuries. And the rest of it is history. He's really played well. And I mean, in my mind, he's been one of our best forwards for the last two or three weeks now.
We're halfway through this thing already, which is amazing just to say that. But you know, I like to break it down in those 10 games. Streaks open up 5-2-3, then 4-5-1, then that hot streak with the 7-1-2. Now 5-5 in the last 10, but coming on like gangbusters the last four with wins. And, you know, so we start the next 10 off really well. 42 games in, 43 games in, just over the halfway point and 50 points. I mean, it kind of got the feel of another 100-point team, eh?
Well, I mean, we got to be really happy with where we are again. I don't want to keep going back to the injuries, but, I mean, it's been very, lopsided. I mean, have six forwards out. I mean, that's
crazy,
almost unheard of. So, I mean, I think our team has been very, like our coach likes to use the word resilient. I think that's a perfect word. We always find different ways to win in every game. I mean, the San Jose game, I mean, Pekkarinen stood on his head and was fabulous. And Anaheim, we get a couple power play goals. And L.A., we kill off four or five penalties. So it's a different way, and it's a different player every night. And kind of gives you a real good team feeling.
You know, and you mentioned the guys that are out. Jordan Tutu, of course, I know you can't speak too much to that situation, but is there any idea as to, you know, when you might see him back? Is it, you know, is it that 5-6 week period, or what do you
know? A person enters into the NHL program, you don't have any contact with anybody. I mean, there's, you know, I know the doctors, and when I say I can have a phone call, but there has been nothing. We get no information, and so we don't know whether this is a couple of weeks or this is the rest of the year. And I'm sure that'll be dependent on, you know how things go with Jordan, and they're. You know, they're doing the best. It's not a hockey decision anymore. This is all about Jordan and,
right,
you know, his life. And I know we're doing a good thing here. And but if you just ask me my opinion, I'm very optimistic that we'll get him back before the end of the season. I'm really optimistic that this was the best thing for him, and we're going to get a better player and a better person at some point.
When you look at the injuries at this point in the season, I mean, do you have a plan kind of, you know, looking at the replacements for these guys, you know, going forward? I mean, obviously, you know, at the beginning of the season, you don't want to have to deal with those type of things. But at the same time, you know, you've been in the business long enough to know that you always have to be prepared. But, you know, with the rest of injuries, injuries that have come. Is there a plan going forward as far as you know, replacing these guys, or just waiting for you know, some of the guys to get back healthy?
Well, I think it's I mean, strongly hoping that we're going to get some of our guys back. I mean, Marty Rett's going to start skating tomorrow, and you know, I'm certainly hoping that he'll be ready to play by the weekend, so maybe miss two more games. Steve Sullivan is not skating yet, but I'm hopeful and optimistic maybe he can join us on the next long road trip. I mean, you know, we can't really afford any more injuries, especially at that position. I mean, the call-ups that we've had have been good pickup for us, and getting Merrick Swatos, he's got one goal, but he certainly looks like he's going to score some more goals for us. And Milwaukee has been helpful for us. Thurston's come up to replace Smalling. We gave Linus Klass in a couple of games. So all in all, we've had depth, we've used our depth, but enough is enough. Let's just get healthy.
Well, also, David, you know, as you go through the season, you know, it's a lot of things you got to look at it, you know, economically as far as the players, and you know, going forward with the contractual situation with some of the players, especially a guy like Weber. I mean, has talks begun as far as you know, with his agent, trying to work those situations out, or do you kind of try to wait till toward the end of the season to try to hone in on those situations, or you're trying to get a head start on those type of things at this point?
His agent, or group of agents, they represent a lot of our players, so we're talking to them weekly. So, you know, I don't think a week goes by that I don't talk to one or more of their agents of that firm, and, you know, we talk about all of their players. We've had some in-face meetings, if you will. That they were down here training camp. We were up in Toronto where they are. So it's ongoing. I mean, you know, probably the best time to do these things is in the off season. I mean, we're just obviously trying to convey to them that how important Shea is to us, and how you know, he's one of the key building blocks to our team today and in the future. And hopefully there'll be a time and a place that we can do something more long-term for Shea.
Well, you know, David, if you need my help getting that deal done, I'm always here for you. You know, we helped out with the Sullivan case, you know, when things got a little muddy there. But,
I'm here for you, right? I get your number. You know that.
Yeah, I'm here for you. If you need something to work, you know, some deal worked out on years or whatever. Speaking of Sully and some of the other guys, you know, you do want to get the guys back as quickly as possible. But the depth, I mean, you're really building the depth. You're seeing the future of the organization. You can see these guys under live play conditions. So kind of give you a little bit of sense of what you got down the road. And if you can continue playing well, does it kind of lead to not rushing some of these guys back? Because the reality is, we see all the time, you know, players who come in with fresher legs near the end of the season in that key stretch run and then into the playoffs, where it doesn't suck to have some guys that maybe don't have 80 games, you know, maybe they got 40 or 50 games and they're really fresh for you late. As long as you can continue to play well, do you tend not to rush the other guys back?
Well, that's a big if you continue to play well. I mean, you know, the NHL's season is a grind. I mean, we're playing almost every other day, and you know, after we just came off from the West Coast in three games, we play at home tomorrow night. We go to Florida Wednesday, play Thursday, come home, play Saturday, play Sunday, go to Phoenix, go to Colorado, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver before the break. I mean, it's a grind. So I mean, we need these players back. I mean, it's as simple as that. I mean, I think a lot of times there's adrenaline when you call players up or you put them in a new position. And, you know, again, we, you know, the San Jose game, for example, I mean, if it's not for Pekka standing on his head, we probably are not going to win that game. So we need, there's good hockey players that are out, and we need them back.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be a master of the obvious, too. The key number has been 3 all season long. Scored 3 goals, 19-3. On the season, when you guys bang out 3 goals, you got the win with 2 goals a couple of nights ago with the 2-1 win at San Jose, and that's huge as well. But you know, this team just continues to play well, and I know that you guys are more concerned with what's going on the ice, but this new ownership, or not new ownership group, but this readjustment in the ownership group, you know, they have led to record numbers in December in the turnstiles. Nobody's doing that in pro sports right now, not in this economy. And you know, you see the building almost full every night, which has got to be great. And from your standpoint, from the hockey standpoint, it's got to be pretty good for you as well. It just seems like they're willing to make the moves that you need to have made.
No, we're moving together. It's a very good. The organization's in a good place right now. We're moving together on the ice, off the ice. There's a good feeling. Our team on the ice, and there's a good feeling in the office, if you will. And there's a lot of energy. right now. So it's a good situation. And you know, again, the team is playing well. I mean, I think we're a very entertaining team to watch. So Jeff Cogan, Sean Henry, these new guys on board, the CEO and the president, they've done a great job for us, and everybody's working hard to make Nashville a hockey town.
All right, man. As always, we appreciate you, David, and we'll see you around the rink tomorrow night, maybe.
Okay, Tom. Talk to you soon.
All right, thanks. Take care. Tomorrow night, Minnesota is in town, and the Wild come in. They're in 10th in the West. This is how it is in the West. This is the way it's going to be in the West all year long. They're in 10th place in the West. They have 47 points. The Predators are in 4th, right in the middle of the playoff hunt. They have 50 points, a game and a half, basically, to put it in baseball terms. There's a game and a half difference between these two teams. One's in 10th. And the other is in 4th. That's how crazy it's going to be. You just got to keep on winning. It's not like the East. I think the East, the 8 playoff teams are pretty much set in the East. It almost feels that way. But in the West, there's like 12 teams fighting for 8 spots. It's been this way for years. It's just going to continue being this way. All right, let's get an update with Crazy Charlie. After that, we'll get to the lines. You want to jump in, you can do that at 888-702-5494, 615-844-5600. Get you in as well. Doghouse inbox is open, Tom at TomAbraham.com. And we'll talk about the NFL Hall of Fame. It's whittled it down to 20. There got to be some lead pipe cinch locks in there, aren't there? We'll talk about that. But right now, let's get an update. It's a Doghouse Sports Report.